Well, my name is Morgan Thomas. I have 4 children, 3 girls and 1 boy.
Thomas has lived in Milwaukee her whole life. She grew up in a stable home with her 6 siblings, but when her mom died while she was in high school, things fell apart. She dropped out of school and saw her modest but steady environment fade away. Now, she's worried that she can't provide the same type of stability for her kids that she once had as a child.
Our family isn't where it's supposed to be right now, so the support system I have is not where I want it to be at. And my son's father passed away about 1.5 years ago due to the violence in Milwaukee.
Thomas lives with her 3-year-old son at the Lodge, a homeless shelter in Milwaukee. She's been there for 3 months and visits her daughters, who live with their dad, whenever she can. Thomas says growing up, she had the chance to play outside without the constant threat of violence. Now that she's a mom, she doesn't think her kids will have that same chance.
Just because you worry about the environment that your children are in, you worry about their safety, you worry about everything.
80 miles west in Madison, the threat of violence isn't as prevalent as it is in Milwaukee. George Hinton is the Social Development Commission's CEO. He says not having to constantly worry about violence in Madison allows there to be more stable neighborhoods.
If you stabilize a neighborhood, you stabilize families not being so transient, because that process in itself impacts the ability to give a child the opportunity to take advantage of the education process.
Hinton says this helps explain why kids in low-income families in Madison can expect to earn 7% more than the families they grow up in, compared to Milwaukee, where kids can expect to earn 5% less than the low-income family they grow up in. Some teens are playing ping pong at an after-school program in Milwaukee run by Wisconsin Community Services Youth Division. Nicole Young Todd is the program administrator. She says they're trying to be a stabilizing force for kids in Milwaukee.
We need to put our money into empowering young people with leadership opportunities, to structured environments, you know, like after school, right after the bell rings, what are you going to do?
Thomas's kids spend time in social programs like these, aimed at giving them something to do in their spare time. She hopes this can help keep her children on track to eventually graduate high school, something Thomas didn't do. She believes that's their key to escaping poverty.
Make sure they graduate out of high school. Make sure that they have a nice job where they're happy and they wake up and like, I'm going to work. This is what I love to do.
To reap those benefits, children need access to high-quality schools that focus on preparing them for college or a career. Mark Levine, a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, says that making sure all kids have that access requires change at the policy level.
We need to, as a community, make a decision that we're going to break down the barriers of segregation. This is going to be an important value in the community.
Sometimes in Milwaukee, getting a good education still isn't enough. Levine says Milwaukee's economy hasn't fully rebounded from losing manufacturing jobs more than 30 years ago.
The rate of overall economic growth in the metro area is relatively low compared to other metro areas. Madison has been on a roll for the last 20 or 30 years.
As for Thomas, she is currently pursuing her GED in hopes it will help her provide a stable environment for her kids. She spent all 27 years of her life as a Milwaukee resident, and she says despite the challenges the city presents, she doesn't plan on leaving. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.